It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. Glad you're with us. I'm Tom Hall. Boxing legend Joe Louis held the title of heavyweight champion of the world from 1937 to 1949. When Louis defeated German boxer Max Schmeling in 1938, it was a symbolic win for America against the growing tide of fascism and a monumental win for African Americans. Now the Brown Bomber's life is being memorialized in a new jazz opera called Shadow Boxer, which is being developed in the Center Stage Play Lab. Samuel McKelton sings the role of Julian Black, one of Joe Louis's managers. Sam is also a lecturer in the voice department at Morgan State University. Carolyn Black Sotir is the opera's producer and assistant director. They join me in the studio. Good morning to you both. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Good to have you. So, Carolyn, Shadow Boxer is a piece that's been in development for a few years. It was performed once at the University of Maryland. Now you're bringing it to Center Stage as the producer. Give us a little timeline of how this thing is gone so far.
All right. So in 2010, a full production was mounted at the Clarice Smith Performing Arts Center. It was a work that was commissioned by the center and by the University of Maryland and the Maryland Opera Studio. And it was the brainchild of fabulous director Leon Major, something he always wanted to do. We did 7 performances, fully staged, a 40-piece orchestra, an 8-piece jazz band on stage, big cast. It was a success. And then that was the end of it. And it has great potential. Like anything that is a great work, it usually needs to be workshopped and rewritten. And so many years passed, and I approached Center Stage. I thought this was a work that needed to be heard for many reasons, and approached them and said, would you consider making this part of your play lab? And they said, well, we're not an opera company. We're a theater company. But to their credit, they decided to take this on, and we're doing it now.
The play lab exists to develop new work.
Yes.
And that's the whole point. So this is a piece, even though it was performed and everything 6 years ago, this is still you're still considering this in development. They're tweaking it. They're working on it.
Right. So it's a cast of 22 singers who've come in from all over the globe, basically. But many of them have local connections here, either lived here originally, went to school here at Peabody or Morgan or University of Maryland. And the composer and the librettist are here on site 24/7, you know, working on rewrites. Leon Major is directing it. And Tim Long, who is an amazing conductor, is here as well.
Yeah, so because it's one thing to write the music and sort of, you know, think about it in your head, but it's a whole other deal to hear it, to see
Absolutely.
It, you know, to see it realized. So Sam McKelton, one of the things that you've done, you were an original Broadway cast member of the Tony Award-winning musical Lion King.
Yeah, that little show.
That little show. Yeah, I've heard of it. You know? Were you involved by any chance in the workshopping of that show?
I was indeed, actually.
So isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And then, you know, back then when you're starting on that, I mean, you had no idea that the Lion King was going to become the Lion King.
Well, you know, truth be told, the original young lady who was picked, Tanya Leon, was a wonderful conductor and composer from Cuba. I had done an opera work of hers in Germany the year before, and she called me up to say that she had been chosen by Julie to be the musical director.
Julie Taymor,
right. Yeah, to be the music director for this new piece. And I didn't know. I wasn't looking at animators at the time. And so she said, you have to be a part of it. There's an audition the next day. So I went out to try to find the score, try to find the CD or the video. And you couldn't find it because Disney pulls things, you know, for the 7-year vault. But I found something of it.
And, but there you were workshopping this thing that became this gigantic, iconic thing. I mean, and you were not involved in the production at Maryland, University of Maryland, of the Joe Louis opera.
No, not the Joe Louis. To see it, though, because having been on that project with the Lion King, to see the bones of a project and to really understand how they become successful.
Yeah.
This is definitely one of those.
And it's hugely important to the creators. It's hugely important to the composer and the librettist to hear it, to see it, you know, to really feel it. And Carolyn, I mean, Joe Louis as a figure in American history is hugely important.
Oh, he is. I mean, he broke the racial barriers in golf. A lot of people don't know that. He was such a symbol. He was the first Black sports figure to be embraced by all of America, both blacks and whites. He was a triumphant symbol of the Allies over Hitler and just a fabulous man. And I have a little personal connection. My father was in the service at the same time Joe Louis was. My father worked in finance. My father was the man who gave Joe Louis his paycheck every 2 weeks when they were overseas.
Oh, great.
So I feel a little connection there.
But Sam, I mean, what do we learn about Mr. Louis in the course of this opera? We all, as artists, you know, talk about how the arts can, you know, really enliven and invigorate our understanding of events, both current and historical. What have you learned?
He was human. He was a champion. He was the world's hero for a long time, but he was also human. He did succumb to some human frailties, but at the same time, we still understand him to be a champion. In the end, he was triumphant in the way he lived out the rest of his life. But there were slip-ups there, you know?
Yeah. Well, of course, the first time he met Mr. Schmeling in the ring, he lost.
He lost, which was a shock. But he learned from that that experience. And
the second time, he beat him in a knockout in the first round. So, I mean, it was a very different deal the second time
around. That's how you want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of work early. Yeah, right. And Carolyn, convincing an audience of a new opera is no easy task because opera is such a tradition-bound thing. I mean, Sam, you've been in 1,000 operas. Yeah. I mean, just people come to hear La Boheme or La Traviata or something.
Or this weekend, Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, right. Romeo and Juliet.
But that's what I think is so great about this is that it expands Baltimore's operatic landscape. We have some wonderful companies here. This is something a little different, a little new. So for all opera lovers out there, you know, some people said to me, well, Romeo and Juliet, I don't want to miss that. I agree with you, but also put on your plate another work that is very different. We have some great talent here in the region that goes. I mean, Sam, for example, a lot of people didn't know that here we have this fabulous tenor who teaches at Morgan, and we're so excited that he's part of a cast.
And has sung all around the world.
Yeah.
And it's a big investment for a singer to learn a new piece.
Yes.
And if you learn a work in a traditional piece of the canon in opera, you have a chance of singing it, you know, many times. Mm-hmm. This one, you don't know. I mean, maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Yeah, I love that, though. I'm doing two other works like that this year. Brand new pieces. So
Sam
I love doing
busy.
That kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
What's interesting about this piece also is that, you know, we've got Romeo and Juliet this weekend, but this actually is America's classical music. We get a bit of that in this piece, the jazz idioms and the, you know, the jazz.
And it's in English,
and it's in English. Yeah. And that's what's really exciting about
take that, Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, it's good to see you both break a leg.
Thank you.
So Romeo and Juliet's tonight and Sunday, but Joe Louis is tonight. Tomorrow night and Sunday.
Got it.
You can do both. You can do both.
Absolutely.
All right. Good to see you both. Carolyn Black-Sautier is the producer and assistant director of Shadow Boxer, jazz opera about the life of legendary boxer Joe Louis. Samuel McKelton sings the role of Julian Black, one of Joe Louis's managers. The show is part of the Center Stage Play Lab. As I said, there are performances tonight at Morgan State University and tomorrow and Sunday at the Peabody Institute. For more information, come to our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Maryland Morning's director, engineer, and co-host is Nathan Sterner. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill. Lauren Ferguson is our intern. Special thanks to Aaron Henkin and Luke Spicknall for their help this week. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Maryland Morning theme music. Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. Coming up Monday, Sammy Hoy reflects on his first couple of years at the helm of the Maryland Institute College of Art and activist Destiny Watford on receiving the Goldman Environmental Prize. Plus, theater critic J. Wynn Russick reviews Brouhaha at Baltimore's Theater Project. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Much appreciated. Have a great weekend.
Black-eyed peas as cornbread. What makes you so strong? Black-eyed peas as cornbread. What makes you so strong? Cornbread says.